Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Cricket fever grips the country as India and New Zealand are set to clash in the much-awaited final of ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai in a short while. The Union Home Secretary chairs high-level meeting in Jammu to review security situation in the Union Territory. India condemns vandalism at Hindu temple in California, calls for stringent action against culprits. In Syria, death toll crosses 1,000 in clashes between security forces and supporters of ousted President Bashar al-Assad. And Khelo India Winter Games 2025 to commence at Gulmarg in Jammu and Kashmir this evening. India are set to face New Zealand in the summit clash of ICC Champions Trophy 2025 this afternoon. The much-awaited title clash is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India have remained undefeated throughout the tournament. The men in blue secured impressive wins over Bangladesh, Pakistan and New Zealand in the league stage, followed by a thrilling semi-final victory over Australia. On the other hand, New Zealand had a strong league stage, defeating Pakistan and Bangladesh, but suffered a loss to India in their final league match. However, the Black Caps bounced back with a convincing semi-final win over South Africa to book their spot in the final. We have a report.
Cricket fans around the world turn their attention to Dubai today as two cricketing powerhouses prepare battle for 2025 Champions Trophy. The stage is set at Dubai International Stadium, where Rohit Sharma leads an unbeaten Indian side against Mitchell Santner's New Zealand in what promises to be a thrilling ICC Champions Trophy final. Fans from both nations have descended upon Dubai, creating an electric atmosphere outside the stadium well before the first ball is bowled. The Kiwis have a fair idea of the Dubai conditions, having played the group stage match recently at this venue. But India will take confidence from their previous encounter, where spin wizard Varun Chakravarti's deceptive bowling proved too much for the New Zealand batsman. The Dubai pitch has been a bowler's paradise throughout the tournament, yielding significantly lower scores than those seen in Pakistan. Speaking at a pre-match press conference, Indian cricket team vice-captain Shubman Gill expressed confidence in the team's adaptability.
I don't think the wicket is gonna behave any differently. We haven't really seen a 300 score here as yet, and I think irrespective of the weather, the wicket is going to be similar to what we've been playing on. And I think we as a team have got a good idea of how to play on those kind of wickets and how to bowl on those kind of a wicket.
With temperatures forecast to reach 32 degrees and a minimal dew expected during the evening, the toss could prove crucial. Many cricket analysts believe the winning captain may opt to bat first and put runs on the board rather than face the pressure of a chase. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
The excitement back home is no less as cricket fever grips fans with streets, markets and homes buzzing with anticipation.
पहला आशा तो ये है कि इंडिया जीतेगा बहुत दिन बाद ट्रॉफी उठाएगा चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी का वो पहले बैटिंग करके अगर स्कोर लगा देंगे स्कोर बोर्ड में तो न्यूजीलैंड के लिए थोड़ा डिफिकल्ट हो सकता है विराट कोहली अच्छे फॉर्म में रन कर रहे हैं हार्दिक पांड्या और केएल राहुल भी अच्छा खेल रहे हैं
अच्छा मैच रहेगा कॉम्पिटेटिव मैच रहेगा दोनों टीमें बहुत अच्छी हैं उनकी फील्डिंग में प्लस पॉइंट है न्यूजीलैंड के पास और इंडिया का बैटिंग लाइनअप और प्लस हमारे स्पिनर बहुत बेहतरीन है मजा आएगा मैच में
दिल्ली चीफ मिनिस्टर रेखा गुप्ता हैज एक्सटेंडेड विशेस टू द इंडियन टीम फॉर देयर मैच
भारतीय टीम को शुभकामनाएं खूब अच्छा खेलें और देश का नाम रोशन करें
मध्य प्रदेश सीएम मोहन यादव हैज एक्सप्रेस्ड कॉन्फिडेंस दैट द इंडियन टीम विल विन एंड देयर हार्ड वर्क विल पे ऑफ
बहुत एक अलग प्रकार का दिन है निश्चित रूप से भारत की टीम के जिस ढंग से उन्होंने प्रदर्शन किया है निश्चित रूप से 25 साल का बदला लिया जाएगा हमारे खिलाड़ियों ने जिस ढंग से मेहनत की है फाइनल तक पहुंचे हैं हम सबकी उम्मीदों पे बाबा महाकाल कृपा करेंगे और निश्चित रूप से खिलाड़ी अपने खेल के माध्यम से भारत का गौरव बढ़ाएंगे मेरी अपनी ओर से अग्रिम शुभकामना
Young fans from Mumbai expressed their excitement for the match, saying they are eagerly looking forward to it. They praised India's strong batting and bowling lineup.
इंडिया का जो बैटिंग और बॉलिंग लाइनअप है बहुत अच्छा है और वरुण चक्रवर्ती जब जरूरत होती है मेन विकेट निकालता है विराट कोहली अच्छे शॉट बना के सेंचुरी लगा के जीता मैं रोहित शर्मा को भी बहुत एक्साइटमेंट से देखता हूँ वो बहुत अच्छे बैट्समैन है और सिक्स और फोर ही लगाते हैं और जब भी जरूरत होती है बहुत अच्छे से रन लगा के अच्छा टारगेट दे देते हैं
इंडिया का बैटिंग लाइनअप बहुत अच्छा है तो अगर इंडिया ने टॉस जीता तो उनको बैटिंग करनी चाहिए मेरे हिसाब से तो इंडिया जीतनी चाहिए
India are aiming for their third Champions Trophy title, having previously won it in 2002 and 2013. Meanwhile, New Zealand, last crowned champions in 2000, will be eager to reclaim the trophy. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is chairing a high-level review meeting in Jammu today on the security situation in the Union Territory. The meeting, which is being conducted in two sessions, brings together senior police and security officials from Jammu and Kashmir to assess the security landscape and outline strategies to eradicate terrorism in the region. Top officials from paramilitary forces and intelligence agencies are also participating in the meeting. This is the first security review by the Union Home Secretary in the Jammu region after taking charge. He visited Kashmir earlier to assess the scenario. News just in, New Zealand have won the toss and opted to bat first against India in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by the Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, on the role of artificial intelligence, AI, in empowering women. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that apart from being extremely useful for women, AI is also helpful in creating new opportunities. In her article, Ms. Thakur mentioned that with the vision of a developed India by 2047, the Prime Minister is working towards making India a strong and self-reliant nation, where equal participation of women is crucial. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said that India has entered into a new era of public health and the government is focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. Addressing the 48th annual day celebrations of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi today, she said the government is making healthcare accessible and affordable to the people. She said the government is strengthening primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services in the country.
India has entered into a new era of public health, where, guided by our National Health Policy 2017, we are focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. Schemes like Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Jan Arogya Yojana and the Ayushman Arogya Mandir, we are trying to strengthen our primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services for the citizens of this country.
Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupinder Yadav has announced that Madhav National Park of Madhya Pradesh has become the country's 58th tiger reserve. It is also the 9th tiger reserve in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said that with a historic emphasis laid on restoring the ecological diversity on planet Earth by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India continues to make great strides in environmental protection and wildlife conservation. Responding to Mr. Bhupendra Yadav, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is blessed with wildlife diversity and a culture that celebrates wildlife. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government will always be at the forefront of protecting animals and contributing to a sustainable planet. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today flagged off the all-women bike rally in the national capital. Addressing the gathering, the Delhi Chief Minister said women have participated in the rally from various corners of the city. She added that this event not only increases enthusiasm and positivity, but also proves to be a strong step towards self-reliance and progress.
वो पूरी दिल्ली की महिलाओं के लिए एक प्रेरणा है जोड़िए इसको सबसे वो बेटी जो घर से निकलते हुए डर रही है उसको ये विश्वास दिलाना है कि चिंता मत कर तेरे साथ हम खड़े हैं उसको हाथ पकड़ के उसकी हैंड होल्डिंग करके उसको लेके आइए ताकि उसके सपनों को उड़ान मिल सके
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has condemned the act of vandalism at a Hindu temple in Chino Hills in California. Responding to a media query, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the ministry has called upon the local law enforcement authorities to take stringent action against those responsible for the vandalism. The ministry has also asked for ensuring adequate security for the places of worship. In Jammu and Kashmir, bodies of a teenager and his two relatives have been recovered at Malhar in Kathua district 3 days after they were reported missing during a wedding function. Our correspondent reports the bodies were spotted in Ishwarnala in Malhar area through drones during a joint police and army search operation. Police officials said investigation is underway. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, who represents the Udhampur parliamentary constituency, said the killings were a matter of great concern. In a social media post, the minister said there appears to be a deep conspiracy behind spoiling the atmosphere in this peaceful area. Meanwhile, Congress has demanded a high-level probe to address public fears and restore a sense of security in the region. In a series of successful joint operations, the Indian Army and Assam Rifles soldiers under the Spear Corps launched a large number of operations in the hill and valley districts of Jiribam, Tengnupal, Kakching, Ukhrul, Imphal East and Imphal West of Manipur yesterday in coordination with Manipur Police, CRPF, BSF and ITBP. The operations resulted in recovery of 25 weapons, improvised explosive devices, grenades, ammunition and other warlike stores. Security forces also destroyed bunkers in Kangpokpi district. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar was admitted to All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi last night after complaining of uneasiness. Sources said that Mr. Dhankar is currently in a stable condition. Former Odisha Cabinet Minister Ananta Das passed away at his Bhubaneswar residence in early hours this morning. The 85-year-old BJD leader was battling prolonged age-related ailments. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of the former Odisha Cabinet Minister. In a social media post, President Murmu said the veteran BJD leader worked for the people of Odisha. She also extended her condolences to his family, friends and followers. In Syria, the death toll from 2 days of clashes between the country's security forces and the supporters of ousted President Bashar al-Assad, along with subsequent revenge killings, has surpassed 1,000. The clashes, which began on Thursday in the coastal region of Jableh in Latakia province, has since spread along the Mediterranean coast. A war monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is based in the UK, said in addition to 745 civilians, 125 members of the government security forces and 148 people of armed groups affiliated with the deposed President Bashar Assad were killed. The group also noted that large areas around the city of Latakia experienced power and water outages. The ongoing clashes in Syria are one of the deadliest outbreaks of violence since the conflict began in the country 14 years ago. It marks a major challenge to Damascus' new government 3 months after insurgents seized control after removing President Assad from power. The observatory also warned that the lack of legal accountability could further escalate violence and undermine Syria's fragile stability following the ouster of President Assad. Israel will send a delegation to Qatar's capital Doha tomorrow to advance the negotiations for renewing the ceasefire in Gaza and securing the release of Israeli hostages held by Palestinian armed group Hamas. The Israeli Prime Minister's office in a statement said Tel Aviv has accepted the invitation of the mediating countries backed by the U.S. In Jammu and Kashmir, the ski resort of Gulmarg is set to host the second leg of the fifth edition of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 from today, with fresh snowfall lending a picturesque backdrop to the much-awaited event. The first leg winners from the Union Territory of Ladakh will strive to retain their overall title. The formal inaugural session will commence at around 6:30 in the evening. The three-day event will witness the participation of 800 athletes competing in four key disciplines: alpine skiing, ski mountaineering, snowboarding and Nordic skiing. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cricket fever grips the country as India and New Zealand are set to clash in the much-awaited final of ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai in a short while. New Zealand win the toss and opt to bat. Union Home Secretary chairs high-level meeting in Jammu to review security situation in the Union Territory. India condemns vandalism at Hindu temple in California, calls for stringent action against culprits. In Syria, the death toll crosses 1,000 in clashes between security forces and supporters of ousted President Bashar al-Assad. And Khelo India Winter Games 2025 to commence at Gulmarg in Jammu and Kashmir this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.